My guest today on the Score Report is Garraway Superintendent Dr. Jim Millay. Dr. Millay, hi there. Thanks so much for spending a couple of minutes with us.
Hi, Michael. As always, thank you for giving me the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Now, school is moving along rather quickly. I understand that the first quarter has wrapped up already. How have Garraway students done this first quarter?
The students have done a fantastic job. But yeah, we're rolling into the second quarter. We're already week two into the second quarter. But with the conclusion of the first quarter, what we like to do is celebrate the success of many of our students in all of our grades. So we had some celebrations and assemblies to do that. We have a positive behavior reward system that we implemented, and we're able to reward and reflect on that first quarter and honor the hard work and achievements of our students. And with that, we also concluded most of our fall sports schedules, so pretty soon we'll be rolling into the winter sports. However, I'm very excited to share that our boys cross country team made it back to the state championship race with a third place finish in the region this past Saturday. So that race is going to happen on November 1st. And our football team is starting their journey into the state playoffs, which will begin this coming Friday, October 31st. So still a lot more things ahead to celebrate and enjoy.
Absolutely. And as always, not only do things move rather quickly, but also there's several new things that happen as well. Talk a little bit about some of the new things academically across the district and updates for policies that parents need to know.
Yes. So we have a couple of big policies that are going to be coming out, and I want to make everybody aware of that. So starting in January, we will be implementing a cell phone ban policy during the school day. You might ask, why are we doing this? Well, it started with Mike DeWine, our governor's push in Ohio, and the state actually mandated that schools must adopt student cell phone policies, which would include either full bans or very limited use by cell phones. That is supposed to be in place by the new year. So we've been working very hard on that. We have had some involvement as far as the development of the policy goes by students, parents, board members, and of course, staff members. So we've had a lot of say from all different stakeholders. The argument is that constant notifications and device use interferes with student focus. We found that the average child in a classroom is getting over 11 notifications every hour. So that means their phones are, if they're on silent, they're buzzing in some fashion a lot. So consequently, research shows that student use of personal cell phones during school hours can significantly distract from instruction, reduce learning, and lower test scores. Probably not a big leap to see that, you know, why that's happening. But the bottom line is that we're limiting cell phone use during the school day so the students can give their full attention to learning, classroom conversations, peer interactions, and not have to respond to constant pings and social media alerts. Again, you know, research and state policies show that this will lead to better focus, fewer disruptions, and stronger social connections in the classroom. And we at Garraway definitely want to be a leader in that regard. So that's going to be a bit of a change. It'll be fully implemented when we start the new calendar year. So after we conclude second quarter, going into the third quarter, we will have that full ban in place. The second big change that is coming also relates to technology. It's going to be an AI policy, which will guide responsible and productive use of artificial intelligence. So we all know that artificial intelligence is just moving at such a rapid pace. It's becoming integrated part of our lives with so many pieces of technology. And with that rapid growth, we have students that are starting to use chatbots, generative apps, writing tools. I mean, you name it, the AI is getting built into everything. And students need guidance on what is ethical, what is allowed, what is educationally productive. So again, in Ohio, in this case, the Ohio Department of Education and Workforce has mandated that all school districts develop a policy on the use of AI by students, and that has to be done by December 31st. So much like our cell phone policy, we will have something in place January 1 going into the second half of our school year. And in this case, what we want to do is not ban it, but we want to strike a balance so that students understand how to use it as a productive tool and at the same time ensure learning integrity, student privacy, and ethical use. So as AI becomes more prevalent in life, we want to establish a clear student-friendly policy so that all the students can learn to use these tools ethically and effectively, not simply whether they can or cannot use them, but how and why. And we want them to gain the skill, confidence, and integrity in this AI-rich world that's just growing more and more every day. With both of those issues, I really want to just take a moment to underscore why Garraway is taking such a close look at technology overall in students' lives, because we're seeing, as everyone's seeing in the research across our country, that there is such a connection between technology and student well-being. And with that, I mean, there's definitely some concerns. We have some concerns over excessive device use, especially when you're talking unregulated use of phones and digital screens. We now know that that's linked to poor sleep quality for students, an increased sedentary behavior, higher anxiety and depression rates in children and teens. And as a school district, we want to help students control this technology use. So to do that, we need to model healthy habits, reduce distractions within the school day, promote more face-to-face interactions, and encourage a little more movement and tangible physical engagement. Because there's no doubt that when technology usage is thoughtfully managed, it's going to have some ramifications that just trickle over to all areas of our students' lives. They'll be able to sleep better, they'll move more, they'll engage more fully with friends and teachers, and as a result, they can learn better and feel better, and that's what we're all about, obviously, as a school district. So helping our students balance that tech in their lives is just as important as what's happening in the classroom.
As we head throughout the end of the year, we've got lots of stuff coming up. Holidays are just around the corner. Talk a little bit about here before we wrap up some of the important dates that parents need to know.
Yeah, very exciting. This one may not be super exciting, but we do have parent-teacher conferences that are coming up on November 13th. So at that time, that also means that we have a shortened school day, and I want to make parents and students and everybody aware of that. We also have a Board of Education meeting in November, and that will happen on November 17th. And then before you know it, we'll get rolling into that exciting stuff like Thanksgiving and Christmas that's not too far ahead. So we have a two-hour early dismissal on November 26th, and that leads us right into our Thanksgiving break, which carries through Thanksgiving and the Monday after Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, sounds great. Well, Dr. Millay, we always appreciate the time you take with us, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
Me too. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And that has been Dr. Jim Millay from Garraway Schools, my guest today on the School Report on WKLN.